والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم.
And of those who led the way, the first of the emigrants, Muhajirun, and the helpers, Ansar, and those who followed them in the best possible manner, Allah is well pleased with them, and they are well pleased with Allah. He has prepared for them gardens beneath which rivers flow. Therein they will abide forever. That is the supreme triumph.
وَمِمَّنْ حَوْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ مُنَافِقُونَ وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ سَنُعَذِّبُهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ ثُمَّ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ عَظِيمٍ.
As for the Bedouin Arabs around you, some are hypocrites, and so are some of the people of Medina who have come inured to hypocrisy. You do not know them, but we know them. We will inflict double chastisement on them, and then they shall be returned to an awesome suffering.
وَآخَرُونَ اعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
There are others who have confessed their faults. They intermix their good deeds with evil. It is likely that Allah will turn to them in mercy, for Allah is all-forgiving, ever merciful.
خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
O Prophet, take alms out of their riches and thereby cleanse them and bring about their growth in righteousness and pray for them. Indeed, your prayer is a source of tranquility for them. Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing.
أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَأْخُذُ الصَّدَقَاتِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ.
Are they not aware that it is Allah who accepts the repentance of His servants and accepts their alms, and that it is Allah who is oft relenting, ever merciful?
وَقُلِ اعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَسَتُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ.
And tell them, O Prophet, keep working. Allah will behold your works, and so will His Messenger and the believers. And you shall be brought back to Him who knows that which is beyond the reach of perception and that which is within the reach of perception. He will then declare to you all that you have been doing.
وآخرون مرجون لأمر الله إما يعذبهم وإما يتوب عليهم والله عليم حكيم.
There are others in whose regard Allah's decree is awaited. Whether He will chastise them or relent towards them, Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا ضِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِرْصَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَلَيَحْلِفُنَّ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْحُسْنَى وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ
Then there are others who have set up a mosque to hurt the true faith, to promote unbelief, and cause division among believers. And as an ambush for one who had earlier made war on Allah and His Messenger, they will surely swear, "We intended nothing but good," whereas Allah bears witness that they are liars.
لا تقم فيه أبدا لمسجد أسس على التقوى من أول يوم أحق أن تقوم فيه فيه رجال يحبون أن يتطهروا والله يحب المطهرين
Never stand therein. Surely, a mosque founded from the first day on piety is more worthy that you should stand in it for prayer. In it are people who love to purify themselves, and Allah loves those that purify themselves. At that time, there were two mosques in Medina, the Mosque of Quba, which was situated on the outskirts of the town, and the Prophet's Mosque, which was in the heart of Medina. There was therefore hardly any need for another mosque. The hypocrites, knowing that there was no convincing justification for a new mosque, began to put forward flimsy pleas, saying that such a mosque was necessary because of the difficulties of praying congregationally, 5 times a day, and particularly at night in cold and rainy weather, that this was especially difficult for the old and the disabled, who lived at some distance from the mosque of the Prophet, peace be upon him. They thus secured the permission to construct this mosque and started using it as a center for hatching conspiracies. They wanted to inveigle the Prophet, peace be upon him, into inaugurating the mosque. But God forewarned him of their intentions, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, razed the Dirar Mosque to the ground on his return from Tabuk.
أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى تَقْوَى مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٍ خَيْرٌ أَمْ مَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَى شَفَا جُرُفٍ هَارٍ فَانْهَارَ بِهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ
Is he, then, who has erected his structure on the fear of Allah and His good pleasure better? Or he who erects his structure on the brink of a crumbling bank so that it crumbles down with him into the hellfire? Allah does not bestow His guidance on the wrongdoing folk.
لا يزال بنيانهم الذي بنوا ريبة في قلوبهم إلا أن تقطع قلوبهم والله عليم حكيم
And the structure which they have erected will ever inspire their hearts with doubts, unless it be that their very hearts are cut into pieces. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.